where do you work at? Like, what kind of work do you do that you've actually hooked up on the job? 833-563-2539. I'm very curious and interested to hear these stories. A Texas teacher was fired because, well, she filmed a porn at a school. Wow, this is insane. A woman who was working at El Campo High School in Texas as a substitute teacher for the past 3 months. So, been there for a while. She was just fired for filming a porno in her classroom. The school district says it found out she produced porn movies in a classroom and a workroom sometime last month. No students were involved, which is good, because we always hear about that. No students, as far as we know, were involved. The police also say they're investigating what happened, and the teacher could face charges for trespassing or public lewdness. So maybe she snuck back onto campus, into the classrooms to do that, hopefully when students weren't there. 833-563-2539. I know that this teacher is not the only one, and it sounds like she does more webcam kind of porn stuff anyways, but I feel like everybody's got a story, or at least a lot of people do, where they've actually hooked up at work, or maybe their significant other's work. Live the Web Girl, you don't believe this at all?
No, I think you've watched too much porno.
No, I know.
Yes, because you think that this is like a normal thing that happens in like everyday daily life, and it doesn't.
Well, working in radio, for example, I know people, and I will not name their names, male or female, that work with us that have hooked up somewhere in our building. I know that for a fact.
That's disgusting. And also, I think radio is a different beast. I mean, yeah, I've heard stories like back in the day in radio, you know, but like it's a different kind of professional. But I think like on a day-to-day like professional environment, I just don't think that happens.
I think that it doesn't matter what the environment, whether you're talking the lowest level work in the world to the most highest of executive, people still have an urge, they still have feelings, and it still actually happens, Liv. And that's why I can't wait. I'm just hoping we get a couple of calls at 833-563-2539 that will show you that yes, this used to happen and this still actually does happen. And if you need to be anonymous, just tell producer Porkchop when he picks up the phone to talk to you, say, hey, I'd like to be anonymous. But I would like to know, like, you know, the whole story behind it. How did it happen? Has it happened multiple times? That's not interesting to you?
I mean, I just don't think it's real. I just don't think that happens. I think like you're in a fantasy land where you think that like everyone has these like sexy jobs and sexy hookups in the like janitor's closet. But I don't think like anyone actually has.
I don't necessarily think they're like sexy. Like I'm not painting some big scenario, but it could be like, hey, I worked at a fast food place and we hooked up in the, you know, in the freezer or whatever. I think that's common. Let's see. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Where did this hookup go down?
So I'm a mechanic, and I have hooked up at my own job, and then me and my friend were having lunch at her office and ended up hooking up in her boss's, on her boss's desk.
What?
Oh, wow. See, I told you, Liv, this stuff would happen.
Oh, my gosh. Not only one job, but two?
Yes.
Are you guys, like, friends with benefits?
We were. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, they'd hook up, and he'd rotate her tires.
My gosh. Weren't you terrified that you were going to get caught?
That was part of the fun.
See, I think some people actually like that.
But now, the boss is out of town.
Oh, the boss is out of town. Okay. I was going to say less risky, but still anonymous. Thank you so much for calling in and kind of kicking things off, talking about this teacher, substitute teacher in Texas that was just fired. Apparently, she was filming some inappropriate stuff in her classroom. No students involved, though. But when it comes to you, your line of work, what do you do? And I want to know the whole story about how you've hooked up at work and convince Liv, the web girl, that this actually happens. 833-563-2539. Anonymous, looks like you're that one person we were looking for. Where did this hookup happen?
In Dunkin' Donuts in the freezer.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how, like, weren't you just so cold you couldn't even get in the mood?
Like, no, we have, like, the big puffy jackets on and everything that, like, they give you to go in there.
So was it a plan or did, like, someone just follow you in there?
I just got followed in there. It just happened.
Wow. Did he get to see your Timbits?
Yep.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. It ever happened again?
No, it only happened that one time.
Wild. I mean, I am stunned right now.
You're brave as a guy to go into a freezer because obviously the cool, you know, coolness makes everything colder. Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Tony this morning. Tony, where was the hookup? What job?
Well, the first time it was at Jack in a Box.
That sounds like the place where people hook up.
Yeah, I was working the graveyard shift, and it was just me and one other employee. And, I mean, there's really nothing to do when it's really overnight. So, you know, right there on the prep table.
Oh, no, oh, no, 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 no. That's not funny. I don't want your butt on the prep table.
I've got to know, because there's only like two Jack in the Boxes in Indy, and I visit them quite often. Are you in Indy?
No, we're in Texas. I'm in Texas.
Oh, for once I say thank God.
That is crazy.
Having your ass meat all over the prepping table.
Ew.
Dude, gross. I'm sure he's very clean and cleaned it up.
No. I don't care how clean Tony or his crew member was. You could have just taken a shower. Your butt cheek juice is getting on that prep board. Throw it away.
My gosh, I'm gonna
burn
throw
it
up.
Down. Burn it down.
God bless Texas.
Yeah. Anonymous, so we'll wrap things up with you here on the Joe and Alex show. Where did you hook up? What was the job?
It was a car care place.
So like a car shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how did this all go down? How did it happen?
One time it was in the bathroom, and then the other time was in a garage. And it was like after hours.
Did you ever do it like inside another person's car that was getting worked on?
No.
Dude, this is just crazy.
Then another time.
Oh, my gosh.
This was like years later. It was like at a house that I was cleaning.
That is insane. So all three times, were they three different people or were they the same person?
Two different people.
That is wild.
Good for you, Anonymous.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, like to even be able to get three people to do that with you. I mean, wow. Michael says instead of Jack in the Box, it's like crack in the box.